says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women and more boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks.
Can survive.
You are tuned into the Trump Phenomenon here on Thursday, October 19th, 2017. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. With me tonight, Paul Fromm in Canada. Hi, Paul.
Hi, James.
George, not yet on the air, but he may join us at any time. And we look forward to you joining us with your phone call. This is always a live show. Your phone calls are always welcome at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And just to give you something to think about or talk about, the most moving thing I saw in the news today was the chief of staff, Donald Trump's chief of staff, General John Kelly, giving his very emotional reaction to the really anti-American, un-American behavior of a Florida congresswoman who has is working with the un-American, anti-American national media, working hand in glove with them to create a complete lie, a complete fraud. And I hope this backfires badly. I'm counting on the patriotic part of the American people. The rest of them, you know, to hell with them. But for the patriotic part of the American people to get it, how inhumane, how cruel, how vicious this, in this case, black, I think she's black.
She is.
South Florida congresswoman. And the specific story is that Donald Trump, John Kelly relates. Well, here, I'll let John Kelly explain it. Just to give you a thumbnail sketch, John Kelly said that Donald Trump came to him and said, we have four men lost in Niger, and what is the right thing for me to do? And General John Kelly, who has had, you know, many experiences of having to himself personally call the wife or husband or parents of a fallen soldier. And so he gave his thoughts to Donald Trump. And after that, Donald Trump, following the ideas of General Kelly, made the four phone calls. And one of them was to a black woman in South Florida. And Donald Trump, said exactly what John Kelly, I believe John Kelly lost his own son in combat.
Yes, he did, in Afghanistan.
And he got that same phone call. And he recommended to Donald Trump the phone call that he wanted for his son. That he died among heroes. He died among the best. He died doing what he loved, what he was dedicated to, what he defending our people. And this horrible black congresswoman from South Florida had twisted all of that, lied through her teeth, twisted all of it, and tried to create a media sensation storm, which the media, of course, disgracefully, and Press Secretary Susan Huckabee Sanders said this is disgraceful, that the media would pick up this kind of garbage from this garbage person and run with it as if it were a national story. The idea being that Donald Trump had disrespected this fallen soldier. And this is just an utter, utter, absolute lie. John Kelly said, I couldn't believe it. When I woke up and I heard this story, he said, I had to leave the office and spend an hour and a half walking among the tombstones of Arlington just to gather my mind. He said, I was so distressed at what this black congresswoman did. And he said, you know, is nothing sacred? Is it all gone now? That even the president of the United States, and he said, I couldn't believe that this woman eavesdropped on this phone call. He said, is there any phone call where you would excuse yourself from the room? If you knew that someone was getting a phone call for their child who's been killed in combat, you're going to eavesdrop on the call from the president? Disgusting. But then to go to the press and say that Donald Trump, and by the way, folks, there's no obligation. Donald Trump asked General Kelly, what is the right thing to do? And General Kelly said, I wouldn't recommend calling the parents. And he said, the reason being, it's an impossible task. There's nothing you can do to console them. There's nothing you can do that can help them. And he said, and most presidents don't make the calls. Obama didn't make the calls. And Bush Jr. didn't make the calls. But Donald Trump cares about our soldiers. And he made the calls. And they were wonderful calls. From everything we've heard, they were wonderful calls. Spoken after hearing General Kelly say, this is what I wanted to hear about my own boy. And so this is a disgusting story, Paul, and I'm hoping it backfires big time on the commie rat media and the commie rat Congress critters like this horrible woman from South Florida.
Oh, yeah. I thought the General Kelly's statement was extremely moving.
Yeah.
And, really, really.
And folks, I'll try to play a little bit of this for you. in the course of today's show. I just have to find the right spot in the timeline, and then I'll share that with you. But that to me was the most moving story of the day. And of course, you're welcome to call on anything and everything yourself. Let me just see where I am in the timeline with this particular. I've got some audio here of General Kelly. Let me just turn it on and see if it works. Hang on just a second. Let me see if I can't get General Kelly's audio. For some reason, I'm not getting it right now. Let's see. Well, why, I don't know. I'll figure that out in momentarily. The top stories, otherwise, that are on the all over the web are, let me go right now to the top story, here's Breitbart's coverage of this story, and they say this: CNN and the rest of the mainstream media would have us believe that President Donald Trump called the widow of the late Sergeant David Johnson to abuse her by telling her that her husband bore responsibility for his own death, that he, quote, knew what he signed up for, in the words of Representative Fred. Here's the horrible name of this person, Frederica Wilson. Boy, does she need to be impeached. And she is a disgrace to the government of the United States. She's a disgrace to America. She's as unpatriotic as a human being could be, who was somehow present in a limousine when the call was taken on a speakerphone. Get this, Jake Tapper, one of these snakes, one of these amphibians, is among the conspiratorially minded. That became clear during Wednesday's edition of CNN's The Lead, in which he led the show with a recap of Trump's supposed history of attacking Gold Star families. What bullshit! What absolute... And you know what, folks? Instead of calling it the fake news media, I think it might be appropriate to just call it the shit media. I mean, we may have to up the language here. Fake news is too nice to these rats. I think their product should be called shit media.
I heard General Kelly tonight, and Donald Trump repeated almost verbatim what General Kelly was told and what he told Donald Trump to say if he chose to make the call. And that was, it was not, oh, well, whatever. He knew what he was signed up for when he joined. There was more to it. He signed up for the risk he took when he joined, but he did so out of patriotism and to be with the finest group of men in the world. It was not some sort of brush off or flippant comment like, oh, well, tough tomatoes. You know, like if you go in for for tightrope walking, you take a big risk. That was not the spirit of it at all. And Kelly, General Kelly, was repeating the words I believe he'd been told when his own son was killed. And so Donald Trump was in no way being flippant or disrespectful or anything like that. This is a complete lie and fabrication.
Yes, and folks, this needs to be said. It's like, that's why I use the term shit media. Now, I know that's strong language and not appropriate for the dinner table and so on. However, this kind of crap from this woman, what's her name again? What's this name? It's not worth remembering. Whatever the hell her name is in South Florida, it doesn't bear reputation. It doesn't deserve reputation. It doesn't deserve sentence by sentence or point by point reputation. Now, that has to be done, of course. But this is so disrespectful of America. It's so disrespectful of patriots. It's so disrespectful of the man who died. that this woman needs deportation. She needs to be sent back to wherever her family or she or whoever the hell she came from. She is unworthy of this country. And, you know, if I were, I'll tell you what, if I were on the floor of the House of Congress with her, I'd turn my back when she spoke. I asked congressmen to do that. When this woman gets up to speak in the U.S. House of Representatives, turn your back. That's the only appropriate response to this woman. Donald Trump was making a very difficult phone call. And of course, he's to imply that he's going to make a flippant, insulting phone call to the wife of a fallen soldier is beyond belief, Paul.
It is.
And that the American, and I'm going to say it again, folks, shit media and a shit like Jake Tapper would carry such a story means that they have sunk to a depth of depravity never reached in American history, never even approached. How could someone in a newsroom hearing this story run with it and with a straight face put it out to the American people? All of these people need to be run out of town. Their media needs to be shut down. Whatever they're involved with, whatever their financial interests, they need to be wrecked, and they need to be replaced. I'm confident of Paul, the good people in America, which are the only ones I care about, they will get this. I got it in 1 second. You know, as soon as I heard this story, I got it immediately. Like General Kelly, of course, General Kelly. He knows exactly what actually happened. And he was so stunned, folks, he had to leave the White House, go over to Arlington, and walk among the tombs, the stones, the markers, he said, of men who are there because they did what I asked them to do, who died serving under my command. He said, I had to go walk among them to try to compose myself after hearing what this disgrace to the American government said about the president. Okay, well now, I've said what I wanted to say on that, and much more interesting is to hear General Kelly, and I want to get that audio for you. I don't know why I don't have it right off the bat here. For some reason, my audio on that is not clicking through. But let's go to some other Breitbart stories for the moment. Let me go there. Just take me a second here to go to the top of Breitbart. At the top of their story is Harvey Gate, the Hollywood rape culture live wire. I love this. That they're doing here. And by the way, this is more of the same. This is a manifestation of the same phenomenon, folks. What's the Harveywood story that's going on? Another evidence, Paul, that the level of depravity is mind-boggling. One of the listeners to the show called up to say to give me a reference to a story today that one of the key people in Hollywood said. Of course, everyone knew about Harvey Weinstein. In other words, again, utter bullshit. That's what we've been fed, folks, for decades. You know, I know it's getting a little vulgar here, but you got to call it what it is. We're getting shoveled bullshit by all of our media. And this, we'll be back in a second with more. Stay tuned.
the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
What I hate is...
Well, let me tell you what I tell.
Most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is
hitting
roadblocks on a highway.
Now, I'll tell you why I'm going up with this story. It may carry us through a lot of the show tonight. This man that died in Niger, a brave American soldier, one casualty. And the media's depravity in trying to make something out of this brave man's death that's entirely based on falsehood, fabrication, lying, deception, deceit, is disgusting. It's an expose. It's the media exposing itself for the worms, the worthless moral worms, like Harvey Weinstein. These are moral worms, folks. Our media, our entertainment, Hollywood, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, all of these people. Fake news is much too generous, much too kind. These people are criminals. They're traitors. Now, listen to General Kelly. I finally got some audio, and you can hear his voice break when he talks about his casualty officer, Dunphy, who he says is my best friend, and he got this call from his best friend about his son. Imagine what it's like to get that call.
Let me tell you what I tell him. Let me tell you what my best friend, Joe Dunford, told me, because he was my casualty officer. He said, Kel, he was doing exactly what he wanted to do.
His son.
When he was killed. He knew what he was getting into by joining that 1%. He knew what the possibilities were because we're at war. And when he died, in the four cases we're talking about, Niger, my son's case in Afghanistan, when he died, he was surrounded by the best men on this earth, his friends. That's what the president tried to say to four families the other day. I was stunned when I came to work yesterday morning and brokenhearted at what I saw and remember Congress doing. Remember Congress who listened in on a phone call from the President of the United States to a young wife, and in his way tried to express that opinion. He's a brave man, a fallen hero. He knew what he was getting himself into because he enlisted. There's no reason to enlist. He enlisted. And he was where he wanted to be, exactly where he wanted to be, with exactly the people he wanted to be with when his life was taken. That was the message. That was the message that was transmitted. It stuns me that a member of Congress would have listened in on that conversation.
Stunning.
Absolutely stuns me. And I thought, at least that was sacred. You know, when I was a kid growing up, a lot of things were sacred in our country. Women were sacred, looked upon with great honor. That's obviously not the case anymore, as we see from recent cases. Life.
There you go. Harvey Weinstein, folks.
Wow.
John Kelly expands here. This is a very reserved military man. This is not his usual manner of addressing. But he opens up here, folks. He is stunned. Listen to more.
The dignity of life is sacred.
Here's what he mentions: the dignity of life. He goes on with a list.
That's gone. Religion. That seems to be gone as well. Gold Star families. I think that left in the convention over the summer. I just thought the selfless devotion that brings a man or woman to die in the battle.
Gold Star families. That left in the conventions over the summer, where these lying crap media tried to accuse Donald Trump of being disrespectful to Khizr Khan, and whose son died in combat or in the military. I forget how he died, but the same crap from the media. And Kelly says, "Well, I guess that died in the summer." We'll be right back with more of this. Stay tuned.
Chevy, it'll still last 10 years like they should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone, and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. We're back. And boy, I'll tell you, Paul, as we mentioned a night or two ago, the pace of events is accelerating. You can't keep up. Here's some other stories at the top of the news tonight. The boy, people are scurrying to get away from Mitch McConnell. Let me see if I can find this story here. They're bailing out on Mitch McConnell, and they're siding with Steve Bannon. And they're recognizing Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley refuses to endorse McConnell for majority leader. Now, Josh Hawley is anticipated as a Senate candidate in 2018, and Steve Bannon likes him. Now, get this. Mitch McConnell originally, or early on, recruited or sought to get Josh Hawley to run for the Senate. And Josh Hawley will not endorse Mitch McConnell for majority leader. In other words, and I'll go down to the bottom of the story to cut to the chase. Here's the punchline. The man who's in charge of the Bannon effort against these swamp Republicans called McConnell a toxic substance in a Republican primary and said that candidates are flocking to be aligned with Steve Bannon because they understand that the power in the Republican Party now lies in its America First anti-establishment wing.
Wow.
That's right, Paul. That's a wow. Folks, that's the announcement right there. You heard it. What Andy Sarabian, who is running the Great America Alliance, what he just said is that Steve Bannon has accomplished exactly what Donald Trump accomplished, is a coup from Okay, folks, we're back. Due to circumstances beyond our control, what they were, we don't really even know. You lost part of our audio for a while there, and how much you heard or didn't hear, we don't know. But the story that we were immersed in when we encountered our difficulties is that the Steve Bannon takeover of the Republican Party is proceeding apace, and a story verifying that is out tonight at the top of Breitbart, a man who is expected to run for the Senate in 2018 from Missouri, the Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley, refuses to endorse Mitch McConnell for majority leader. And this is a huge defection. And it indicates, I don't know whether you heard this quote, it bears repeating. If you did, I'll repeat it. Andy Sarabian, who heads the Great America Alliance, which is at the forefront of the Steve Bannon retaking of the Republican Party. He says, candidates are flocking to be aligned with Bannon because they understand that the power in the Republican Party now lies in its America First anti-establishment wing. Now that is a big wow, and you would think, wow, you know, what would be the more difficult task? A revolt from within the Republican Party in the Senate and the House, or winning the presidency? You'd think that winning the presidency would be the steeper hill. So it's a little bit counterintuitive, Paul, that Donald Trump achieved the coup from the top, starting with the presidency, and it's now Steve Bannon is filling in the rest of the revolution with a coup within the House and the Senate. So Donald Trump got rid of the neocons, who were the only kind of candidate the Republican Party could field for so long. People like George Bush Jr., who today was giving a speech at some kind of a George Bush Institute. And this is amazing. He is so terrified of Donald Trump. He was bad-mouthing Donald Trump, calling him a nativist. I guess that's one step down from a racist. But what's remarkable about George Bush's bad-mouthing of Donald Trump is that during the 8 years of Obama, George Bush Jr. pointedly declined to offer any criticism of Obama. But now he has to spew sharp words towards Donald Trump. So George Bush Jr. revealing himself to be the snake, like Mitch McConnell and like John McCain. And what's wonderful, Paul, is that the American people, you know, we're getting this incredible wake up to these people who've been running our country, and we're throwing them out.
Oh, it was. I heard some of Bush's speech, and it was enough to make an alligator puke. He, no wonder the conservative cause went nowhere during his 8 years as a presidency. He's a globalist. He's an open door immigration guy, and he rejects what all nationalists know, and that is that the United States and Canada were formed as European countries. This isn't come one, come all. In fact, he's explicitly said America is not about blood or territory. It's as far as I can tell, if you show up and you want to be an American for whatever reason, you're an American.
He says, our identity is a nation unlike many other nations. Now, wait a minute. That's an interesting little insertion there. Yes. Unlike many other nations. Is not determined by geography or ethnicity, by soil or blood. Right. Being American involves the embrace of high ideals and civic responsibility.
Well, so very vague what they are. So if you are committed to civic responsibility, I don't know, what does that mean? Paying your taxes, helping your neighbor or something like that, but you're an American. It's far deeper than that,
it's very revealing that he inserted that clause. Unlike many other nations, in spite of himself, he's such a stupid dolt. He's without realizing, and he's admitting that sane nations, those many other nations, which by the way, folks, include China. Okay. Yeah. They regard themselves as blood, as soil, as ethnicity, as geography, all of those things. And they are sacred to them. And they will die to defend them.
Yes.
And they're not going to trade that in for helping old ladies across the street as civic responsibility. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, in fact, when it was clear that Russia was, or the Soviets were losing the Second World War. What Stalin finally had to do was to appeal to the Russians' love of their soil. They were
Mother Russia.
Yeah, Mother Russia. Russia. They couldn't get them to fight for communism or for the workers of the world or any of that
malarkey, that failed system. He could only rally the Russian people around, and then only some of them, around the idea of defending Mother Russia, the Russian soil. It's not what Bush talks about is the globalist wet dream of a world of utterly interchangeable people, all mixed up, with no attachment to soil or to country, and that's of course exactly what some of his corporate buddies are like. No attachment to the United States or Canada. If they can get some peon in Mexico to work for a couple bucks less an hour, fine. Or some poor ragamuffin in Bangladesh, and that's what they've done. The idea of loyalty to a people and to a soil is foreign to them. And this is a very significant intervention because convention has been. The former presidents do not comment on the present president.
And especially if he's your own party.
Bush never criticized Obama. The presidents will come out of the retirement if they're called upon to say create a united front in a particular national situation. but they do not comment on the present and. I saw desperation in George Bush. I did.
Oh, yeah. Now, we've got some callers here that I'm hanging up. I apologize. We got three of them. Alan in Chicago, George in Texas, and Bob Tuscan in Florida. Let's start at the top with Alan in Chicago. Alan, thank you for waiting so patiently.
Hey, James and Paul, I'll make this real quick. I feel your anger, and that's the reason I called. And this last subject was the reason I called. I wanted to read this quick headline. It says, George W. Bush comes out of retirement to deliver a veiled rebuke of Trump, a political system corrupted by conspiracy theory and outright fabrication, in which nationalism has been distorted into nativism. It says, bigotry seems emboldened. Former President Bush targets deplorables. Now, if that doesn't tell you all, I think it's no coincidence that he comes on stage after McCain, the slob, comes out and tells us that we better get back in with the globalists. Because who are we to think that we are special or that we should think of our country and our people first? And I'm telling you, I was so pissed when I read this. George W. Bush, just listening to this slob makes me sick. And this is why the Republican Party in this country is in the position we're in, because of a clown like this.
Yeah, I like that slob. Yes, he's a slob. And you know what, Alan? You know what we see here? We're at the showdown at the OK Corral, and everybody's having to get up. You know, everybody's having to stand up and get up from behind the water trough or the flour barrel, or come out of the saloon and start, show yourself. George Bush is showing himself. John McCain is showing himself. They're all revealing themselves. This horrible congresswoman in South Florida, she's revealing herself. So, you know, there's a wonderful aspect to this, is that the patriots are coming out, and our enemies are revealing themselves. George Bush tore the mask off of himself today to tell us, I like what you say, what a slob he is. Go ahead, Alan.
Well, I hopefully you can get to Bob. Bob's a great guy down the floor, but I just wanted to finally say that don't forget, I mean, people can have their past transgressions and sins forgiven, but don't forget where Bush was. He was a cokehead and a wino and a drunkard before he straightened his act out and started his businesses going, and then got into, I think he became the governor then. So that's where his genesis is. So he's not right thinking half the time either. So that's all I got to say.
Yeah, and Alan, before you go, now we had a technical difficulty earlier in the show. Did you follow through that? What happened? What did you hear?
Well, yeah, you did kind of get cut off, but I will say that I was in the military, too, and I was so disgusted that this woman would come out and try to accuse Donald Trump of being that insensitive to a grieving wife. This pig-headed lady needs to be just thrown out of Congress on her ear, I'm telling you. So that's, you know, look, one of the next callers, James.
All right. Thank you, Alan. Thank you very much. Thank you. Excellent comment, sir. Let's go to George in Texas. George, you're on the air.
How you doing, gentlemen? All I have to say about that Congresswoman John McCain and George W. Bush Jr. is that these men are not worthy to untie our muddy boots after a hard day's work.
Correct. And stay on the line with us. We'll be right back right after this break, folks.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When this war is over, it will be but a day.
All right. Friday. We're back with you with our in our final short segment here. George in Texas was with us, and let me here's some good news, Paul. Our own George here on the show was becoming concerned about our wonderful patriot guest Simon Roach, who's been on this show a number of times, and with whom I was privileged to travel to the American Renaissance Conference just a few months ago. And a bit of good news, I was just looking on the Zeitlanders.org Twitter account, and here is a notice from the Zeitlanders that Simon Roach was on InfoWars about the situation in South Africa and about the Zeitlanders emergency plan. And so I was just, that's great news, Paul. If we helped propel Simon and his message onto the InfoWars network, that's wonderful, a good deed. And so good news there. And if George is listening, George, you know, because we hadn't heard from Simon for a while, was starting to become concerned. But very good news there that Simon reached a very big audience in the last day or two. And so that's good news for us. George, are you still there in Texas?
Yes, I am. I think since you're running out of time, make room for the gentleman in Florida.
Okay, well, we lost Bob Tuscan. And Bob, if you're out there, please accept our rain check. We only have seconds left in the show, so not enough time to take your call, but we certainly would take it tomorrow.
I got a question. Yeah. Did you get to see that movie, The Checkist, all the way through?
George, thank you. I watched the whole movie. Folks, it is a shocking movie. It is not suitable for young people, and children don't even get close to this movie. It's brutal. The Checkist, C-H-E-K-I-S-T, made in 1992, right after the disintegration of the Bolshevik Soviet Union. And boy, does it tell the truth. It's like a visual presentation of what Alexander Solzhenitsyn showed us with words in the Gulag Archipelago and his other writings. And it's a tremendously truthful portrayal of evil, George. And I really appreciate getting the recommendation to watch that movie.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Well, thank you, George. And folks, we will see you again tomorrow night with the next update as the Trump train rolls down the tracks. See you tomorrow. Don't stop believing.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.